At this medical clinic, a rush to get as many jabs in as many arms as quickly as possible. Inside these vials is not a COVID vaccine, but instead a vaccine for polio. Yes, polio.
Ready?
The highly infectious, devastating virus that can cause paralysis. Polio has been discovered in the wastewater in two areas of New York, paralyzing an unvaccinated 20-year-old man who had traveled to Europe.
For every one case of paralytic polio, there's probably hundreds of other cases that are going undetected. And so that's very worrisome.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, is so concerned about polio being found in New York, they've sent a team of experts to investigate and try to contain it as quickly as possible. And this is the epicenter of the polio outbreak in America, New York's Rockland and Orange counties, otherwise quiet areas about an hour north of New York City. As health officials try to get people vaccinated, complicating matters, this area is home to a lot of ultra-conservative Orthodox Jews, many of whom refuse vaccinations because of religious doctrine.
We have an Orthodox Jewish population that has been relatively closed. We do have communication with them through their rabbis and make sure that they understand how critical it is that the people get vaccinated.
There are subgroups that tend to say, well, God will protect me. But look, if you take that view, then you can't really go to the doctor. It's God has sent us vaccines. God has sent us doctors. God has let us understand polio and how it works. I think God wants us to use vaccines.
Certainly any invention that helps polio patients towards recovery is as welcome as it is important.
Polio struck fear in people in the 1940s, paralyzing over 30,000 people a year in the U.S. before vaccinations were made readily available in 1955.
When I was a little kid, I had polio. You don't want polio. It is paralyzing, it is awful, and it can kill.
The battle against polio is back on, and at least in one part of America, where the rush is not only to get people vaccinated, but also convince those who are reluctant. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.